Hi.
All right. Tell us about this new Toyota Prius you've had.
Boy, you know, both of these cars that that I just had, I might advise your listeners just to step back from the radio a little bit, because I've really trashed these cars in the past, and I think
there might be
a lightning bolt coming down, because I love both these cars.
Oh,
I
didn't love them.
Yeah. The new Prius. Okay, I mean, I've whined for years about the Prius.
Yes.
Not so much that it's a bad car or anything, it's just that it's a bad driving experience. And the new Prius is not a bad driving experience. It's a better hybrid. It's a better car. It's a lot more interesting to drive. Once I got behind the wheel of this thing and had a few minutes behind it, I thought, I think I'm going to spend the week driving this thing like it's a Porsche Cayman. So I did.
What?
Was that like an option on the dashboard?
No, just kind of a mental thing, I suppose, in every way. So it gives you a readout on the, or it can give you a readout on the dash, which unfortunately is still mounted in the middle like they have been before, and that's dumb. But anyway, it tells you your accumulated fuel consumption for that day. Uh-huh. And driving this thing like it was a Porsche Cayman, the worst I ever did was 5.4 liters per 100 kilometers. And most days it was more like 4-something, and a couple of days I got 3-something.
No kidding. That's
and I had a
huge
ball. It's too bad the car is so damn ugly.
Well, they improved that slightly, did they not?
I thought they went the other way. I mean, I never really cared for its looks before, but it was kind of an inoffensive, futuristic bubble kind of thing. And now it's starting to suffer from, I think some of the Japanese car manufacturers are starting to overstyle their vehicles, a lot of creases and things on them. And the Prius has had gone through another unfortunate uglification process like that. But if you get past that, and of course you don't see that when you're in the car anyway, the car amazed me. It's got double wishbone rear suspension. It's still just a little hybrid and it's designed for efficiency of that. But like I said, I spent the week just driving this thing as hard as I could, and it took everything I threw at it. And still, as I said, the worst I did was 5.4 liters per 100 kilometers, which is something like 60 miles per gallon.
Wow. That's impressive.
I was amazed.
It's good to hear. Good to hear. Now, what about the Honda Civic Coupe you had?
Okay, well, the Honda Civic Sedan has won the Canadian Car of the Year, the North American Car of the Year, and I didn't like it. And that's typical. But anyway, I got into the coupe, and it has the same things that I didn't like about the sedan. It has that stupid continuously variable transmission. Uh-huh. It has all these Honda-isms and the infotainment of that that just drive me nuts. A terrible phone pairing process, and it would not stream the radio stations that I like to stream through my phone into the car.
Right.
Other than that, it's just an absolute blast to drive. It is,
cool.
Too. I had a lot of fun with this. It came with the 1.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine, 174 horsepower, and it goes like heck. I mean, I hated the CVT, but you can get it with a manual transmission, and Honda's manuals are usually really nice. So if you know how to drive a stick, that's the way to get this one. Boy, it was a lot of fun. Now, it came in this, I don't know what the name of the color was. It was some sort of outrageous green. My wife called it slime green. And boy, it was like a Lamborghini. You could see people coming, or people would see you coming. It was just absolutely absurd and kind of embarrassing. So you have to drive it really fast to make sure nobody can see you.
All right. So it's probably going to do pretty well, as Honda Civics tend to do, right?
I think it will, you know. I mean, the first car, well, not the first car I ever owned, but the first Honda I ever had, actually the only Honda I ever bought was a Honda Civic coupe. And it was the hatchback back in 1976. And that was a great car. And of course, since then, they've gotten heavier, they've gotten bigger, they got more stuff on them. But this car still, it felt like a fun little car and, you know, an unpretentious fun little car. And like I said, I had a blast in it. But unfortunately, the Honda-isms, to me, would be a deal breaker. I mean, the infotainment center, the brake that comes on the dashboard. Now, you can shut off some of these things and they will stay off. But that, I was pulling out to pass somebody and the car freaked out because it thought I was going to rear end the car ahead of me that I was about to pass. So it's doing this brake thing on the dashboard, which takes your eyes off of the road.
Right.
At exactly the time when you want them to be on the road.
Right. All right. A couple of good reviews there. It's Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find written reports through live885.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.